Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we just thank you this morning that you are teaching our hands to war. You are teaching our fingers to fight. And, Lord, I thank you that we are your end-time warriors. Use us as your weapons of war against the enemy. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you to the pulling down of strongholds. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that Satan is a defeated foe, and he is under our feet. Satan, you have lost the war in heaven. Let all the enemies that make war with the Lamb be destroyed in the name of Jesus. I thank you this morning, Father God, that you are great and mighty. Great and mighty. There's no one that could compare to how great you are. I thank you, Lord God, that we do not war after the flesh, but after the spirit. Thunder, Lord, Lord Jesus, thunder, thunder upon our enemies, O God. Release your voice of hail, stones, and coals of fire. Send out your arrows, O God, and scatter them. Shoot out your light and discomfort them. Lord, deliver us from the strong enemy, from the enemy that's too strong for us. Deliver us, O God. Bring us into a large place in the name of Jesus. We are your battle axes and weapons of war. Destroy our enemies, O God. I thank you that you have given us the necks of our enemies, and we will destroy them in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that we are your kushibakadidio. We are your anointed, and you give us great deliverance. O God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that we will beat our enemies down small as the dust and cast them out in the streets. Oh, God, we have pursued our enemies and overtaken them. In the name of Jesus, we did not turn back until they were consumed. Hallelujah. What a great God you are. What a mighty King you are. In the name of Jesus and Father God, I lift up everyone on Bible Storyland this morning. And we thank you that you have preserved us unto you, that you have delivered us and kept us, oh, God. We thank you that you redeemed us out of the hand of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, that you are great and greatly to be praised. Father God, I thank you. I cover us with your precious blood this morning. I thank you for every person represented on here and their families, oh, God. I thank you for every city, every state, oh, God, that's represented on Bible Storyland this morning. I thank you, oh, God, for their protection, their safety. I ask you to bless them and their families like never before. And, Father, we come this morning to honor you, to bless you like never before. We come to give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving this morning. We come to call you Lord of our lives. You are a great shepherd, and we shall not want. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil because you are with us. Your rod and your staff is comforting us. I thank you, Father God, that you are drawing us to the secret place in the name of Jesus, that place where, Lord God, we can abide under your shadow, where truth comes forth, where you pour into us, O God, in the name of Jesus. O Father, we just adore you. We bless you this morning. We call you Lord. Have your way on Bible Storyland in Jesus' name. Well, good morning, and welcome to Bible Storyland. I thank God that you joined us live this morning. We are grateful to our God, the Most High God, our God, for waking us up this morning. You know, he didn't have to. Oh, many set their alarm clocks, but they didn't get up. Oh, no, God is the one who calls us. He calls us and wakes us up. He don't slumber. He don't sleep. He wakes us up every morning. So we are grateful. Oh, God, there is nobody like our God. He redeemed us from the enemy. Oh, yeah, we got an enemy, but he is greater. He is greater. You know, we were born in sin in our mother's belly, but our Savior came to save us from our sins. We serve the great God who loves us so much. He gave Jesus, you know his only son. He gave Jesus to die for us. And this morning, we are blessed to have a mighty woman of God I'm looking for right now, Miss Ludell. Hold on. She'll be on soon if she's not on right now. Miss Ludell, if you're on, press 1 for me. All right. I don't see her on right this minute, but I know she'll be coming on soon. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Well, we thank God for each of you joining us this morning. I thank God that he preserved us unto him. Yes, he did. He's a mighty king. He's an awesome God. In the name of Jesus, I thank God for, you know, he kept us. He kept us. And he continually keep us in the palm of his almighty hand, and nobody can snatch us out. Well, we're looking for Miss Liddell. She's not on right now, but hopefully she'll be on in a few minutes. But we have Karen Itell, mighty woman of God from Houston, Texas, who the Lord has anointed to play anointed songs to our God, to the King of Kings. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning to you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. What about you? What you going to play for us this morning?
Amazing Grace.
Oh, my God. One of my favorites. Hallelujah. Let God have his way.
All right.
Amazing grace. His grace is so amazing. You know, without God's grace and mercy, we can't make it. We need his grace and mercy on a daily basis. His grace is so amazing. Well, I thank God for you, Karen. Beautiful. Awesome. Awesome song. One of my favorites. Well, still don't see Miss Liddell on this morning yet. All right. She has some things she had to do, but she'll probably come on soon. I see Jackie on here. All right. I thank God for each of you this morning. And you know what? We serve a great God. I want to ask each of you a question this morning. Let me see if Miss Liddell came on yet. Hold on. I want to ask you a question. So just be in the mood to think about the question that I'm going to ask you. I want to know, whose report will you believe? Whose report will you believe? You know, in Isaiah 53, 1 through 5, I'm going to read it to you. Now, I want you to listen as I read. You know, God honors his word above his name. So listen to the word of God this morning. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. You know, the word of God is awesome now. He reveals his word to us. You know, God couldn't, he could have decided he didn't want to write the word. He didn't want the written word. But, you know, through his grace and mercy, we have his word, and we are so grateful that he speaks to us through his word, even through his voice. We are blessed. You know, in John, this is John 12, 38 through 40, that the saying of Isaiah, the prophet, might be fulfilled. Remember, I asked you a question, whose report will you believe? That the saying of Isaiah, the prophet, might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who hath believed thy report? And to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? That's what he said in John. Now, let me give you the another scripture. In Romans 10, 16. Romans 10, 16 through 17. Hold on here. I just about got it right here. It says, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. But Isaiah said, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So when we hear the word of God, it increases our faith in him. You know, we serve a great God, a mighty God. So, you know, he increases our faith when we listen to his word. So we listen to his word. We read his word. We study his word. You know, how else are we going to be more like him if we don't study his word? His word, he honors it above his name. And, you know, Jesus is the true and living word. He is the word. So I thank God for his word this morning. And so whose report will you believe? You know, the doctor said, you know, maybe the doctor said you have arthritis. But Jesus said we are healed by his stripes, Isaiah 53:5. The doctor may have said you have sugar diabetes. But the Lord said he sent his word and healed us. The doctor may have said, you have high blood pressure. The great physician said, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers, 3 John 2. The doctor may have said this about your relative or that about your relative. They may have said, you know, this is the last hour. But what did God say? Let's believe the report of the great physician. The great physician is the one who created the doctors. Lord, your word says you are the health of our countenance, Psalms 43:5. The word of God says he healed us, O Lord, and we shall be healed. The word of God says Jesus carried our sickness and our infirmities, Matthew 18:17. No sickness or plague shall come near our dwelling, Psalms 9:10. I will live. We will live and not die, and we will proclaim the word of the Lord, Psalms 118:17. You know, the word of God is awesome now. The word of God says we can command every organ in our body to function in the way that God intended it to function.
Amen.
You know, we have to keep, you know, we have to keep the word of God. We have to live according to his word. And if we don't read the word, how will we know what it says? The word of God says he keeps all of our bones, and not one of them is broken. Psalms 34:20. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he'll deliver us out of them all. Jesus arise over our lives with healing in his wings, Malachi 4:2. We are redeemed from sickness and disease, Galatians 3:13. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Let our bodies function in the wonderful way, that our Lord Jesus designed them to function. Psalms 139:14. You know, today is Senior Citizens Day, And just because we are seniors don't mean we got to always be suffering, always in pain. No, the Lord says we heal by his stripes. So we got to read his word, study his word, faith. He said faith come by hearing the word of God. So when we read his word, let's read it even out loud and get it in our spirits. And even when we hear the messages from, you know, different ones that are called, that are anointed to preach the good news of the gospel, you know, we got to listen. And our faith can be increased when we listen. So I thank God for each of you this morning. I said it is Senior Citizens Day. And, you know, there are some seniors on here. And we are praising the Lord like never before. We ain't letting nothing stop us. We're staying on the wall. We are calling on his name. He's blessing us. He's giving us health and strength in our bodies. No matter what we go through, he said, you know, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you know what his word said. He's going to deliver us out of every one of them. So we are thanking him this morning. We are blessing him this morning like never before. We are calling on his name. So as I pray this prayer over you this morning, I want you to know that you are blessed and highly favored of the Lord, and he knows everything we're going through here on the earth. He is not a man that he should lie. He knows everything. He said he made the eye, he see. He made the ear, he hear. He made us. He even know our thoughts. What a great God we serve. So, Father, this morning we thank you for our health and our healing. We thank you that we are healed by the stripes of Jesus. Jesus carried our sickness and our infirmities. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you cast out all spirits of infirmity that would attack our bodies in the name of Jesus. We rebuke and break and cast out any spirit of cancer that would attempt to establish itself in our lungs, our bones, our breasts, our throat, our back, our spine, our liver, our kidneys, our pancreas, our skin, or our stomach in the name of Jesus. We rebuke and cast out all spirits causing diabetes, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart attack, stroke, kidney failure, leukemia, blood disease, breathing problems, arthritis, lupus, Alzheimer's, and insomnia. In the name of Jesus, we speak healing and strength to our bones, muscles, joints, organs, head, eyes, throat, glands, blood, marrow, lungs, kidneys, liver, spleen, spine, pancreas, eyes, bladder, ears, nose, sinus, mouth, tongue, and feet. In the name of Jesus, we loose ourselves from all heart attacks rooted in fear, and we command all these spirits to leave in the name of Jesus. We loose ourselves from all diabetes rooted in rejection, self-hatred, inheritance, and guilt, and we command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. We loose ourselves from all cancer rooted in bitterness and unforgiveness, resentment and slander of the tongue, and command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. We loose ourselves from all blood pressure rooted in fear and anxiety and command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. We loose ourselves from asthma rooted in fear concerning relationships in the name of Jesus. We loose ourselves from a weakened immune system that is rooted in a broken spirit and a broken heart, and we command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. We loose ourselves from all strokes rooted in self-rejection, bitterness, and self-hatred, and we command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. We command every organ in our body to function in the way God intended. Our bones are fat because we receive the good news of the gospel. Lord, keep all of our bones. Let every tumor or evil growth melt at the presence of God. Let any infection in our body be burned by the fire of God. We release ourselves from all allergies and sinus problems in the name of Jesus. We pray for our arteries and blood vessels to be opened and our circulatory system to function properly in the name of Jesus. We rebuke all fevers in the name of Jesus. Our flesh shall be fresher than a child, and we will return to the days of our youth. We pray for our immune system to be strengthened in the name of Jesus. Lord, renew our youth like the eagles. We will live and not die and proclaim the name of the Lord. Our beauty shall be as an olive tree. Lord, you heal all our diseases. Lord, you are the health of our continents. Heal us, O Lord, and we shall be healed. Let your virtue touch our life and heal us, O God. O God, release the fire of God to burn out any sickness and disease that will operate in our bodies in the name of Jesus. No sickness or plague will come near our dwelling. Jesus, arise over our lives with healing in your wings. The Lord is the strength of our lives. We command every germ or sickness that touches our bodies to die in the name of Jesus. We take the shield of faith and quench every fiery dart of the enemy. We are redeemed from sickness and disease. Every plague is stopped when it comes near us through the atonement of Jesus Christ. We loose ourselves from every infirmity. Jesus Christ makes us whole. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Let our bodies function in the wonderful way you designed it to function in the holy, righteous, mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we just bless you and we thank you. We adore you this morning. And we thank you for what you've done and what you're doing. Hallelujah. Have your way this morning. We bless and honor you and we thank you this morning. We thank you that you are Lord and there's nobody greater than you in Jesus' name. Well, we have Jackie on with us this morning. Jackie, hold on. I'm going to put you on live. Hold on, Jackie. Jackie's from Jacksonville, Florida, and she works with seniors. Good morning, Jackie. Good morning, Jackie. Can't hear you this morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, I had to take it off of mute. It's hard to get it off of mute.
Amen. What you sing for us this morning?
I'm going to try to sing one of my auntie's favorite songs. I'll try to get the words right from my cousin, so hopefully I'll get them right. I'm going to do the best I can.
All right. What's the name
of him? I know he's able to carry you through. No matter what the world may do, try Jesus, he will satisfy. Hold my hand when he sees me fall. He's waiting just to hear your cry. For he will care the load for you. I know he's able, he's able to carry you through. No matter what the world may do, try Jesus, for he satisfies. Hold my hand when he hears me cry. He's waiting just to hear your call. For he will care the load for you. And I know he's able, he's able to carry you through. That's my auntie Valerie Newsom's favorite song. I hope I sung it right for
Amen.
Her. You know,
I love
in case
it.
She
he
was
is
listening.
Able. We serve an able God, and he is
yes,
great
Lord.
And truly to be praised. Thank you so much. Thank you, Sister Jackie.
Well,
Jackie works with the senior citizens here in Jacksonville. And I tell you what, God enables her to take care of them with loving, tender care. I thank God for you, Jackie. Awesome song. All right. Well, next we have Sister Donna Hawkins, her cousin. You know, I love family. Her cousin is on with us from Paducah, Kentucky. Good morning, Minister Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I'm doing great, and how about you?
I'm doing wonderful. You know, it's been a lot of sunshine in Jacksonville, so I'm really doing good.
rub it in. It was 14 degrees when I got up this morning.
Woo! I don't even know that number.
we have snow and ice.
Oh, my God. Jesus. I pray y'all get some sunshine through the snow and the ice.
Well, this coming week is going to be pretty cold, and we're supposed to get a little bit of more snow tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I know you all are warm there. We'll pray for the ones who don't have enough warmth in their homes. What you going to sing this morning?
We come this far by faith.
Amen. Go right ahead.
We come this far. For by faith, leaning on the Lord. trusting in his holy word. He's never failed me yet. Oh, can't turn around. We come this far by faith. Just the other day, I heard a man say he didn't believe in God's word. But I can truly say that God has made a way. He's never failed me yet. We come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He's never failed me yet. Oh, can't turn around. We've come this far by faith. Don't be discouraged when trouble in your life. He'll bear your burden and move all misery and strife. That's why we've come this far by faith. Every day we're leaning on the Lord. And we keep trusting in his holy word. Never fail, he's never failed me yet. Can't turn around. We come this far by faith. Don't be discouraged when trouble's in your life. For he'll bear your and move all misery and strife. Thank God we've come this far by faith. Every day we're leaning on the Lord. And we keep trusting in his holy word. He's never failed me yet. I'm singing, oh, can't turn around. We've come this far by faith.
Amen. We have come this far by faith. And I tell you what, God loves senior citizens. And he has brought us thus far by faith, trusting in the Lord. You know, when all else fails, we can trust in him, and he's going to see us through. I don't care what situation we face, he will see us through. And, you know, senior citizens have learned, especially those that are saved, they learn to trust in the Lord, lean upon his understanding, not our own. We're learning to lean and trust in God. Thank you, Minister Hawkins, Donna Hawkins from Paducah. I pray that you all stay warm there. I don't miss the snow at all. Tell your mom I said hello and your mother-in-law.
Yes, ma'am, I sure will.
All right. I thank God for you and Jackie. That's family in the house. All right. We have another lady from Jacksonville, Florida. You know, Jackie's from Jacksonville. She lives here. Minister Stacy Hawkins. She has three beautiful children, a son and two daughters. Those daughters sing with us on Children's Day. I thank the Lord. And she is so gifted with song, just like Jackie and Minister Donna Hawkins. And I thank God, you know, for Karen. You all have been coming on with us quite a while, and I thank the Lord for you all. How you doing, Minister Stacy?
I'm blessed, thank the Lord.
Amen. What you going to sing today?
Come on and bless the Lord.
Ooh, hallelujah. Your children going to sing it with you? You can just go sing by yourself.
They're right here. They're singing with me.
Okay.
Amen. Come on and bless the Lord with me. 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 Sing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on and shout before the Lord. Come on and shout before the Lord. Come on, come on. Come on and shout before the Lord. Come on and shout before the Lord. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey. Clap your hands and really love Jesus. Clap your hands and really love Jesus. Clap your hands and really love Jesus. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. Clap your hands and really love Jesus. Clap your hands and really love Jesus. Clap your hands and really love Jesus. Clap your hands. Hallelujah. 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 Sing hallelujah. Come on and bless the Lord with me. Come on and bless the Lord with me. Come on, come on, come on and bless the Lord with me. Come on and bless the Lord with me. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 sing hallelujah, hallelujah, sing hallelujah, hallelujah, sing hallelujah, hallelujah, hey. Clap your hands and really love Jesus, clap your hands and really love Jesus. Do your dance and really love Jesus. Do your dance. Hallelujah. Clap your hands and really love Jesus. Do your dance and really love Jesus. Clap your hands and really love Jesus. Do your dance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Stacy. Thank you, girls. Thank you, girls. All right. Come on and bless the Lord with us. Yeah, we got to bless the Lord today. You know, he's able, he's able, he's able, he's able. So we are blessing our God like never before. I thank the Lord for each of you coming on with us this morning. And we are blessing the Lord. We don't care if we're little ones or middle-aged or older. We are still blessing the Lord. He's given us life and breath in our bodies, and we are blessing the Lord. Well, we're blessed to have with us this morning a woman of God, a prayer warrior, an intercessor, a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. She's from Florida.
I neglected to ask her what city, but she'll tell us. Her name is Minister Martha Lee. She's been a pastor since 1998, and she's going to be our speaker this morning. Good morning, Minister Lee. How are you?
I'm blessed this morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. We're happy to have you on with us.
Well, it's a pleasure to be on. Hallelujah. I've never been on the air before like this.
Amen. Well, we
thank
God for
you. Amen. Thank you. I'm from Pompano Beach, Florida.
Okay.
And, I'm from Pompano Beach, Florida.
I'm sorry. That's someone else. That's Jackie. I'm going to put her on mute. I'm sorry. She's working. I'm going to put her on mute. Excuse me.
Where's the message?
Jackie?
There's a power right there. Look.
Hold on. I'm going to put her on mute, Mother. I'm sorry.
Okay. No problem.
I'm doing my best to get her on mute right now. I can't see me. Jackie?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Put yourself on mute, baby. Thank you.
How do you go on mute, Sister G?
You have to do it with your own phone, or either I put you on mute. So she's off now. You could go ahead, Mother.
I'm saying, what are the numbers to mute it? Is it star 6? What is it?
No, ma'am. You can't mute it like that. If you don't have mute on your phone,
you have to have mute on your phone,
or either I can mute you. If you tell me, I will mute you.
No, it's okay.
Go ahead and you can go ahead and introduce the apostle.
Okay. I'm Minister Martha Lee from Pompano Beach, Florida. And I'm here this morning to introduce Apostle Carol S. Bowe. Carol S. Bowe is a child of the King Jesus. She's been in the ministry for many years. She's a graduate of Bethune-Cookman College with a degree in law enforcement. Hallelujah. We just thank God for her this morning. And the Lord called her to the ministry at the age of 16. What a mighty God we serve. Apostle Bowe does not claim titles. Every title that she has been given, God has given it to her. Hallelujah. She just doesn't claim the title. She's anointed, ordained, and educated in each ministry. Apostle Bowe is anointed in the fivefold ministry. She operates in every office of the fivefold ministry. And I just thank God for her this morning. Hallelujah. I thank you, God, because she is truly a woman of God. She tells the truth. Hallelujah. She doesn't add or she doesn't take away from the scripture. When she's praying or ministering to you, it's the truly word of God. And I thank God for her because she's an honest person. You know, she's going to tell you the truth. If it hurts your feeling, she'll pray you through in the name of Jesus. Lord, just thank her for her this morning. God has anointed Pastor Bowe with many gifts in her ministry, and she functions mightily, heavily in each one of those. And I just thank God for her this morning that she's truly a woman of God. She's saved and she's sanctified. God has set her apart to do his word. Hallelujah. I thank God that he started her at a young age. And some I will introduce and the others I will present to you, Apostle Carol S. Bowe.
Good morning, Apostle. Thank you so much, Minister Martha Lee. I appreciate that introduction.
Welcome.
Good morning, Apostle. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. We are privileged to have you on. I had the privilege of meeting Apostle Bowe live at a woman's retreat that God gave her to host in down in Florida, and we had such a great time praising the Lord. Just like Minister Martha said, she is truly a woman of God. So we're blessed to have you on with us this morning.
Thank you, God.
Amen. I'm glad to be here on the line with you. Amen.
Amen. Well, let God have his way. We are ready for the message, for the word of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Amen. Amen. I just want to first thank God for you allowing me to come on this morning. And I apologize if in advance. I have them keeping two little twins. So if you hear a little outburst, amen, just so I'm going to work this year. I got them in their walkers, and so I'm going to go ahead and declare the word of God. I was like, oh, God, I forgot. I got to preach this morning, and their mama is out of town. So nevertheless, we go ahead on.
Amen.
Amen. What the Word of God says. Amen. Today is Senior Citizens Day. Amen. But I want to give God all praise and glory that in spite of what we're going through, what it looks like, what it sounds like, amen, we got to hold on to the Word of God. Amen. In this season, amen, murder and spirits are in the land. Amen. You're seeing all kind of things going on. I mean, just perverse things, things that just seem unnatural or just like, God, what is going on in our land? People killing each other over nothing, murdering spirits, flowing all over the United States. But I yet believe God this morning, amen, in spite of what it looks like, in spite of what it sounds like, in spite of what's going on, many of us are faced with challenges, and especially the seniors maybe be faced with challenges in your health, challenges with family, challenges and finances. Amen. I just come this morning to tell you to stand on the Word of God. Minister G said something. Faith comes by hearing the Word of God. She said we must hear the Word. Amen. So therefore, we got to declare that Word over our lives. And the scripture the Lord gave to me this morning for the seniors is Psalms 144:15. It says, happy is the people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Happy is the people who God is the Lord. Amen. So some put happiness in families. They put happiness if I get this job, happiness if I have this house, happiness if I have this money, happiness if I can do this or that. But the Word of God says this morning, happy are the people who God is Lord. Hallelujah. Happy is the people who God is Lord. Can somebody just give God a praise right there?
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. God is Lord. That says to me is no matter what I'm going through, hallelujah, what we have or don't have, who done it, who got away with it, the Word of God says this morning, happy is the people who God is Lord this morning.
Thank you, God.
Somebody ought to give God praise.
You, God.
Hallelujah. So it doesn't matter what we have or what we don't have. The Word of God says, happy is the man whose trust is where? In God this morning. Where your trust this morning? Amen. Some trust in horses and some trust in chariots, but we the believers will trust in the name of the Lord. For the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous runneth therein. Amen. So many times the enemy want to get us chasing. I call it chasing carrots. He get us chasing wealth, amen. Get us chasing people, chasing this and chasing that, amen. But I happen to, how many know things can never fulfill you?
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Because no matter how much you shop, that don't fulfill you. No matter how many Gucci or Louis Vuitton bags, that don't fulfill you. No matter how many houses you have, that can't fulfill you. No matter how many cars you have, none of those things can fulfill or replace the place of God inside of you. Amen. We're made of body, soul, and spirit. Our spirit, man, is where the Spirit of God dwells in. Amen? So nothing can fill that. Sin can retake that place of where the Spirit of God shall abide on the inside of us. So therefore, the enemy try to make us fill voids with things, material things. Amen? Relationships. Some people use drugs. He try to get you to do all kind of things except see God. But the Word of God tells us clearly today, happy are the people who God is Lord. Will you make God your Lord this morning?
Amen.
Would you accept the Lord as your Savior, Jesus Christ? Amen.
Yes.
Another scripture I want to go to this morning is Proverbs 16:17. Proverbs 16:17. Amen. So no matter what we're going through as seniors or, you know, the enemy want to tell us, oh, you're over the hill. Nobody wants to be bothered with you. And look what you did. But according to Psalm 16:7 says, the highway of an upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserves his soul. Amen. When a man's way please the Lord, when a man's way please the Lord, making even our enemies be at peace with us. Amen.
Yeah.
How many want that this morning?
Hallelujah.
That even your enemies, when your ways please God, Proverbs 16:7. It says, when a man's ways please the Lord,
He making even his enemies to be at peace with him. Amen. How many want your ways, that even your ways with the Lord, amen, will please God, that even your enemies have to become subject to peace to you.
Amen.
Amen. Even when we look at Joseph, no matter what his brothers did to him, hallelujah, God still made him what be at peace. When he was in the jailhouse, amen, God gave him favor with those, the warden of the prison. Hallelujah. When he was in Potiphar, everywhere Joseph went, the favor of the Lord surrounded him and opened doors. So it doesn't matter what condition, what age you are, amen, what we need to do is seek God. And with our ways, please God, he shall even make your enemies be at peace with you.
Yes. Thank you,
I will
God.
Make your family members
Thank
who don't like
God.
You be at peace with you. I
Thank
will make
you,
certain situations, I will make it work on your behalf. When your ways, please God.
Thank you,
so today, God is telling us what? Seek me. Let our ways please him. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, glory be to God. Because why? Happy is the man whose trust is in the Lord. Happy
Amen.
Are the people whose trust is in God this morning. And God said, when I'm even make it, when your ways please me, I even make your enemies be at peace with me this morning.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank
he
you,
said,
God.
So that's
Thank
one today.
God.
That God is just telling us, let your ways. Let your
Thank
ways
you,
please me. Let your ways, hallelujah,
Jesus.
Please me.
Hallelujah.
Commit your ways to the Lord this morning. Amen. What are my ways? My ways is clean hands and a pure heart. Amen. A spirit that quickly repented. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Thank you, God.
So God is telling us what? When your ways please me, he said, I'll make your enemies be at peace with you.
Jesus.
I'll cause favor
Thank
to come
God.
Upon you. Favor that money came back. Glory be to God. How many need that kind of favor that when you show up, folks, God just calls people to give and say, I don't even know why I want to give this to you, but I just want to give you something.
Amen, amen. Thank you, God.
He said, favor, amen. The favor of the Lord surrounds us like a shield today. He said, happy is the man who what? The ways please what? When a man ways please Lord, he will even make his enemies be at peace with him. I'm looking for that kind of favor.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's go to Proverbs 16:3. It says what? Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and our thoughts shall what? Be established.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
God.
Glory be to God.
Thank
so therefore, God.
God
is just telling us what? Keep ourselves with clean hands and a pure heart.
Yes.
Amen. I tell the saints on the prayer line all the time, I say, you know, we pray for a spirit that repents, what, quickly. Amen. We just don't want to repent.
Yes.
Because some people don't repent quickly. They say, oh, I repent, but they repent later. I don't, you know what? We don't have time to repent later. Amen. I thank God for praying. We want praying spirits. Amen. We want a spirit that repents what quickly. Come on, somebody. So we're praying for a spirit that commits to that repents what quickly. We're praying for a repenting spirit that we repent quickly. Why? Because Proverbs 16:7 says, when a man ways, please the Lord, he maketh his enemies to be at peace with him. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. We want to walk in that peace. Amen. That even when our enemies have to come subject to the word of God, it's, I don't know. I want to be mad with you. I just can't even be mad at it.
My Lord.
Hallelujah. That's the word. He said, when a man ways, please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Even when the supervisor want to recommend you get fired, God bless, make him recommend you get promoted. Y'all ain't talking to me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Even when the enemy want to do something, God will make them change their mind. Well, I don't know why I said that. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The Bible
yes,
says when a man waits, please the Lord, peace with him. Amen.
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 So no matter what age we are or what we're going through in our bodies or our health, I want you to stand on Psalms 144, the 144th division of Psalms at 15, and it reads this morning, happy is the people whose trust is where? In the Lord this morning. Amen. So, therefore, things can never make us happy. Amen. What makes us happy is obeying the word of God. Go to Joshua 1:8. Amen. Joshua 1:8 says this.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We bless your name this morning, Father. Thank you for the revelation of your word of God this morning, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, that even as we're reading this word, God, you will open up our understanding. Hallelujah. Joshua 1:8 says, this book of the law shall not depart out of our mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe according to all that is written therein. For then thy way shall be made prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. amen, as we meditate on the word. He said, as you meditate on my word, amen, he said, then your way will be what made prosperous. And then we will have what? Good success. So what is he saying? What's going to make our way prosperous is the word. Amen. The truth shall set us free. What is true? Truth is the revelation of the word of God. Amen. For the word of God shall not change. Amen. It's the same as yesterday, today, and forevermore. Amen. So therefore, he says, the truth shall set us free. What is true? Truth is the word of God. And the word of God declares in Joshua 1 and 8, he says what? This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate day and night, that thou observe to do according to all that is written. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have what? Good success. So our success is where? In the Lord. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Our success, our prosperity is what? Not in things, but it says where is that? It's in the revelation of the word. It's in God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So I'm at my best when I'm doing what God called me to do. Y'all ain't talking to me. I'm the best apostle I can be right now. I'm at my best when I'm doing the obeying God's word. I don't know about you. I'm at my best. I'm at my best. You think I'm preaching to her? Amen. I'm at my best when I'm doing the word of God, the will of God. How many can say it after me? Say, I'm at my best.
I'm at my best.
When I'm doing the will of God.
When I'm doing the will of God.
When I'm doing the work of the Lord.
When I'm doing the work of the Lord.
Amen. How many rejoice in that? I'm at my best when I'm obeying God. I'm at my best when I'm preaching the word of God. I'm at my best when I'm doing what God has called me to be. Amen. I'm at my happiest when I'm fulfilling purpose. Y'all ain't talking to me. I'm at my best when I'm it's not about how much money is in my account. I'm at my best when I'm obeying the word of God, when I'm teaching, when I'm preaching, amen, when I'm helping the poor, amen, when I'm giving to children, amen. Hallelujah. When I'm feeding the hungry, y'all ain't talking to me. When I'm taking care of the sick, amen. I'm at my best when I'm what? Doing the work of God.
Amen. Thank you, God.
Not about things, amen. I'm at my best. How many can say that? I'm at my best when I'm doing the work of the Lord.
At my best when I'm doing the work of the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's when I'm at my best. That's when I'm most fulfilled. Amen. Aren't you fulfilled when you're helping somebody? Amen. How many do you ever get a fulfillment when you're helping somebody that needs clothes, that needs shoes, or God just used you to bless somebody, got money to bless them, or got money to cook to them something to eat? Amen. Can take a neighbor to the doctor. We're at our best when we're what? Pleasing God. It's not about finances. We're at our best when we're obeying God. Amen. When we're doing the work of the Lord, that's when I'm at my best. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
I'm a certified law enforcement for 24 years. Amen. But
thank
none of that
God.
Fulfilled me. Amen. Only what fulfills me is obeying God. Yes, it's a means to meet an end, but that's not fulfillment. My fulfillment is in the things of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So what the enemy tries to get us, he tries to get
God.
Us chasing all kind of things and never say, when you'll get happy when you
thank
get this
you
house.
God.
Amen. You'll get happy when you drive that car. How many know when I got the Mercedes Benz, that didn't make me happy? When I had nine houses, that didn't make me happy. Y'all ain't talking to me. No matter how much money I had in the bank, none of that made me happy. I'm at my best when I'm doing the work and the will of God. Y'all ain't talking to
Hallelujah.
Me. Hallelujah.
Thank
so this
God.
Morning, no matter what age we are, where we're at in life, we're at our best when we're obeying God and doing the things of the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, when your ways please me. Hallelujah. I make your enemies be at peace with you. How many of you are seeking that our ways please the Lord? How many want your ways to please God this morning?
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
I'm at my best when I'm doing the work of the
Thank
Lord.
Thank you, God.
Amen. Seeing as you're at your best, hallelujah, when you're doing the work of the Lord. Amen. When you're obeying God. When your ways please God, he said, I will make even those impossible situations possible.
Yes.
Amen. You may be
Hallelujah.
In an impossible situation, but you serve a possible God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Somebody
else
say after me, say, I may be in an impossible circumstance.
I may be in an impossible circumstance.
But I serve a possible God.
But I serve a possible God.
Hallelujah, he's still able.
God.
Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And no matter what it looks like, God is still able this morning, saints. No matter what it sounds like, his word, he's still able. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And if he had get it today, what's wrong with tomorrow? Glory be to God. If it don't happen tomorrow, what's wrong with next week? Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Oh, glory be to God. If it don't, you don't see it next week, what's wrong with next month? Hallelujah. We serve a possible possible, God.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Yes.
So I just come tell you this morning, happy is a man whose trust is in the Lord. And when I wave peace on you, I'll make your enemies be at peace with you. I'll meditate on my words, dear God.
Hallelujah.
The book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth. But thou shalt meditate on it day and night. Hallelujah.
Yay.
Then your way will be made what? Prosperous. And then you will have what? Good success. Amen. So
Hallelujah.
Our success is in God. We're at our best when we're obeying God. We're at our best when we're doing the will of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're at your best.
Hallelujah.
The best days of your life is now. The best days of your life is that you have the revelation of the power of God. Lord, the best days of your life when you have understanding of the word of God. All the best days of our life is
Hallelujah.
When we're obeying God.
Yes. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
How many receive this word this
Hallelujah.
Morning?
Hallelujah.
Amen,
yes,
amen.
It ain't over just yet. You ought to prophesy out your mouth and say, it ain't over just yet.
It ain't over just yet.
I'm at my best.
I'm at my best.
When I'm obeying God.
When I'm obeying God. Hallelujah.
When I'm doing the work of God, I'm at my best. Hallelujah. It's not about peculiar things. It's about obeying the word of God, obeying God. It's not about, the enemy wants us to chase after things. Amen. But God's word, he said when we seek him, then he will give us what we need.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Aren't you glad
that God's prosperity is not like man's prosperity? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. What do you mean by that, Apostle? God sees our prosperity when we were obedient.
Yeah.
Amen. Obey his word. He said, if you love me, what?
Yeah.
Obey me. Amen. Just like our children.
Amen.
Don't we? I used to tell my daughter, when you go to that school, you better act like you got a mama who'll preach. And then you better act like you got parents. You better act like you got some family. You better act like you got, you know you got family. And what I was saying is, when you go other places, that you better act right, amen. And you better know that you got family behind you. And that's like that. When we know that we are children of the Lord, then aren't we supposed to act like it?
Amen.
Amen. Why? Because we fear God. He said, if you obey me, if you love me, obey my word. And that's just like our children. We say to our children, if you love me, you'll act right when you go places. You'll represent who you are.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Even though I'm not on that college campus down in Daytona, I'm saying down in Fort Pierce, I tell you, you better act like your mama. No, you better act like you got family. You better act like you know, you somebody.
Yeah.
That's how the Lord is looking at us. He's saying, if you love me, obey my word.
Amen. Yeah,
that's right.
If you love me, obey my word. If you love me, obey my word.
Amen.
That's what God is saying to us this morning. If we love him, feed his people, obey his people. Amen. Bless his people. Amen. Bless
amen.
The people of God.
Amen.
So we're at our best things and saints of God when we're obeying the word of God. We're at our best. Amen. Amen.
Yeah,
when we're speaking the word of God, doing the things of God. Amen.
Amen.
So it ain't over just yet, amen. If you can just say a kind word to somebody, call those that are sick and shut in, amen. Check in on people. Hallelujah, glory be to God. You're at your best when you're doing the work of the Lord. She said, when you do my happy is the man, hallelujah, who delight himself in me. Hallelujah, happy is the man who trusts in the Lord, amen.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
It's not over just yet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Happy is the man. You not know God? He'll make our latter days better than our former days. You want to prophesy that the best days of my life are ahead.
The best days of my life are ahead. The worst days of my life is over.
You got to speak it out of your mouth. Say, the worst days of my life is over.
The worst days of my life is over.
The best days of my life is ahead of me.
The best days of my life is ahead of me.
The blackest days of my life is over.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, days of my life is over.
The worst days of my life are over.
The broken days of my life is over. Prophesy.
The broken days of my life are over.
The broken days of my life is over.
Say it again, the broken days of my life is over.
The wealthiest days of my life are ahead of me. The wealthiest days of my life are ahead of me.
I walk in prosperity.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord
Hallelujah.
Is running me down.
The favor
Hallelujah.
The
favor
of the Lord surrounds
Thank
me like a shield.
The favor of the
favor
Lord
surrounds
me like a shield.
Thank
Amen.
You,
I have favor with
Amen.
God today.
Yes,
I have
favor
with
God
your
today.
Favorite God today.
And favor with man.
And favor,
and
with,
favor with man.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
We
Hallelujah.
Thank you for that
Hallelujah.
Favor, Lord. We have favor with God and favor with man today,
yeah.
God. We thank you that the blessings of the Lord is running us down, oh God, and overtaking us now, God. We thank
yeah.
you, Lord
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. Because our ways please you, Lord God. Thank you, God, that
yeah.
you will even make our enemies be at peace with us today, God.
Yes,
we thank
yes,
you today,
will.
God, that your word dwells richly in us today, God. The word
yeah.
of God dwells richly in our lives today, God.
Richly.
We thank you for the blessings
richly.
Of the Lord and rich to our life and bring no sorrow today, God. Oh, God, we thank
you,
Lord
God.
God. We stand on your word
Hallelujah.
That say happy
Hallelujah.
Is the man whose trust is
you,
God.
God.
And we thank you, Lord God, for the joy of the Lord is our strength
Hallelujah.
Today, God. We thank you for leaping joy, God. We thank you
thank
that
you
we are happy today. We are happy in the Lord. We come against
yeah,
the attack and counter the assignment of the enemy over every intercessor on this line, God. We stand on the plans of the enemy of destruction. We stand on the plans of the enemy now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sorrow. Oh, glory to God. Depression and oppression. We cast you out. And we look the anointing
yeah.
of the Lord that added rich to our lives and bring no sorrow. We thank you, God, that the joy of the Lord is our strength, God. We thank you for a song in our heart, a praise on our lips, God, a dance in our feet. We will bless the Lord at all times today, God. And if we be in our mouth today, God. Oh, God, our soul will make you our soul, God. Oh, God, we'll rejoice in you, Lord God. For it is you that have made the heavens and the earth this morning, Lord God. And we choose to bless your name, God. Now, Father, we thank you for the spirit of joy resting on this line. Oh, God,
thank
joy, God. Bring forth the wells of joy, God.
Joy,
bless these intercessors, Lord God. Oh, God, this morning, Lord God. Open up a well in our spirit, man, this morning, God. Huh? A well of travail, God. Huh? A well of prayer this morning, God. Oh, God, let the well dwell richly in us, oh, God. Happy is the man who trusts in you, God. Our trust is in the Lord. Huh? Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God. Huh? Joy, we call on joy. Huh? Leap in joy. Spring forth the wells of joy. Huh? We are happy in the Lord. Huh? We are happy in you this morning, God. And we thank
Lord.
You, Lord. Thank
you,
Lord. God.
Thank
we
you,
thank
God.
You this
yeah,
morning,
Papa,
God,
Papa,
that you're working
thank
things
you.
Out, God. Huh? We thank you, Lord, God, that the favor of the Lord. Huh? It's surrounding us like a shield, Lord, God. Huh? Blessed is the man
you.
Who trusts is in you, God. And we trust you, Lord, and we thank you for making it out, working it out, God.
Thank
we
you,
thank you today, God, that you're turning things around in our lives, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning,
thank
God.
You. Thank you, God. Thank
oh,
you, God.
For renewing us, reviving us, restoring us
thank
this morning,
you,
God. We thank you for
God.
Healing us, your healing anointing, Lord, God. Hey, God, we thank you, Lord, God, for restoration,
thank
rejuvenation,
God.
Lord, God, in these bodies, in our mind, in our soul, in our spirit today, God. Oh, God, we're praying for a spirit of prayer, Lord God, to rest upon these intercessors, God, that we will trust
thank
in your
God.
Word this morning, Lord God. Happy
thank
is the man
God.
Whose trust is in you, Lord God, and we put our
thank
trust
you,
in
God.
You, Lord God. Oh, God, we're praying this morning. We're standing
Hallelujah.
On your word this morning. For you that dwells in that secret place of the Most High God,
thank
shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
God.
And if we abide
thank
in you and your
God.
Word abide in us this morning, Lord God, we can ask what we will, and it shall be given us to you, shall be given unto us this morning, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we will abide in your word.
Thank you,
we thank you, Lord God, we
word.
Will obey the word of God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, for even as we read the word, spiritual revelation shall spring forth in us now, Lord God. We thank you this morning for crowning us with wisdom, Lord God. Oh, God, let your wisdom, oh, God, rest upon every intercession on this line today, God. Oh, God, your word declares that any man lacks it, let him ask this morning. And we come asking for wisdom this morning. Wisdom to handle our family affairs. Wisdom to handle our business affairs, God. Wisdom, Lord God, to handle ministerial affairs, oh, God. Crown us with wisdom, Lord God, to handle our financial affairs, oh God. Oh God, we thank you this morning, Lord God. Oh God, for crowning us with wisdom this morning, Lord God. Oh God, we're praying, Lord God, for your spirit.
Hallelujah.
To dwell richly in us this
God.
Morning, Lord God. We stand on the word of God today, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Stand on
believe
the word
in your
of God.
Word, God.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord God, for the joy of the Lord this morning. It is our strength. Happy is the man who trusts in the Lord. Happy is the man who trusts in the Lord, God. We thank you that we trust you this morning, God. We thank you that we're trusting you this morning, God. For happy is the man whose trust is in the Lord. And we trust you this day, God. We trust you to turn things around, God. We're trusting you, God, to make ways and open doors, God. We thank you, Lord, for you doing a new thing in our life, oh, God. For eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, God. Neither have you entered into the heart of man the things that you have in store for your people, Lord God. And we bless your name, God, that you're
thank
doing
you,
something
God.
Great in all of our lives this morning.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God,
hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord
thank
God,
you, God,
that you're turning
thank
things
you,
around, God.
God.
Turning things around for your people this
turning
morning,
around,
God.
God.
We thank you that you're turning things around, situations around, God. Circumstances are being
thank
turned around
God.
Now, God. Oh, God, medical reports
you,
are being turned around now, Lord God. Hey, turn on the most high under the hook, Zaya, God. Oh, God, hey, turn on the most high. Happy is the man who trusts in you. Oh, God, our trust is in you this morning, God. Our trust is in the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for our trust being in you this
thank you, God.
Oh, God,
hallelujah.
We thank you for your word. We stand on the word
thank
of God,
God
this morning.
Yes.
Happy
yes.
is the man, Psalms 144:15. Happy
yes.
is the man whose trust
thank
in the
you,
Lord.
God.
Amen.
Yes.
Lord, whose people
thank you, God.
Trust the Lord. We trust God this morning. Amen. For the joy of the Lord.
Thank you, God.
And we give God praise. We give him glory and honor.
Thank you, God.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
I forgot to ask how much time passes, Minister G. I didn't know.
You're doing great, Apostle. Keep going if
thank
you feel
you.
The Spirit is leading you.
Amen.
You're doing
hallelujah.
Great.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, God.
Hallelujah.
And we just bless
you,
Lord. Happy is the man whose trust is in the Lord this morning. Amen.
Yes.
I just want to encourage the saints. Amen. Don't be discouraged. Amen. In this holiday season, amen, I know it's easy to look at what we don't have. Amen. But this morning, I want you to begin to thank God for what you do have. Glory
amen.
To God.
Yes.
Amen. Our happiness is not about what the world say. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
For
amen.
The world has beefed up and commercialized everything. Amen. From Thanksgiving to Christmas. Amen. From Christmas to Easter. Everything is socialized and commercialized to make profit. Amen. So don't allow what the world say. Don't allow that to dictate your happiness. Amen. Thanksgiving. Me and Pastor Lee. Amen. We were in down in Fort Lauderdale. Amen. And things, you know, finances weren't the way it was, but God made a way for us to have Thanksgiving. Glory be to God. Y'all ain't talking to me. Amen.
Thank
when I said I was at the bottom of the barrel, I was at the bottom of the barrel. But God made a way. Amen.
Jesus.
And God told me, He said, don't look at what you don't have. Amen. Begin to be thankful for what you do have.
What you
amen.
Have.
And I just can't tell you, we just have Thanksgiving. Amen. Because we can't look at what the world say makes us happy. We got to look at what God say. Amen. Happy with joy, life, and strength. We got family. Amen. Food to eat on the table. Amen. Even in this Christmas season, the world has commercialized it. Amen. I heard this lady say this, and it just touched my spirit. She said, I teach my children. She said that on their birthday, she said, I have a birthday celebration for them. She said, but I don't allow Christmas to be dictated by buying all these toys. She tell them, I tell them that's Jesus' birthday. So on Jesus' birthday, we celebrate Jesus' birthday. And on Christmas, your birthday, I celebrate too. And that makes so much sense. Sometimes we live the way of the world, amen, dictates our happiness.
Amen.
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 So we got to look at what is it? Christmas is Jesus' birthday. Amen. Stop. You know, so some things we just got to get back to the foundation of what it is. Amen.
Yeah.
Stop letting the world dictate to us what's going to be happening. Oh, we don't have this here, so we can't do this here for Christmas. We don't have it there. We don't have this here. No, that's not what God said. You know, focus on the true meaning of things and not what it sounds. Not what, Pastor Lee, give a testimony while I quiet you up down. Just praise God.
Thank you, God. I just thank God this morning, hallelujah, for Apostle Bo. Hallelujah, that sermon that she did, it was really good. Did you all enjoy it?
Amen. Amen. We got 16 people on.
Listen, when we do the work of the God, that's when we are the happiest. Ain't that right?
Amen.
I love teaching. I love Sunday school. Hallelujah. I like to tell the people about the goodness of God this morning. And every day of my life, if I see somebody and the Lord leads me to tell them a word, I will.
because there's no more pleasure in my life than speaking the word of God. And I just thank you, hallelujah, that Apostle Bo, she tells it like it is. She don't take any shortcuts, hallelujah.
Amen.
And we just have to grin and bear it, amen. It's a true
amen.
Peace to just say, my Lord, you know, and keep on going. We don't get angry at people when they tell us about the word, amen.
Amen.
And I just thank God that she has so many gifts. She has really been a light for my life over the years. I just thank God for her. You know, she started at such a young age. A lot of people are envious of her because, of, you know, she's so strong in the Lord. But my Lord, she's been in the Lord all her days, you know.
Yeah.
At 16, that's when most kids turn out in the street. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But she turned to the Lord, and I just thank God for her. And she and her daughter, hallelujah. My daughter, when she first learned how to talk, she was preaching in the garage. Little old Tot, she was preaching in the garage. And she was singing and praising the Lord and speaking in tongues. This child started in her early years, you know.
Yeah.
But the devil comes after each and every one of us, and we just have to know that God is still in charge. No matter what the circumstances are, God is still in charge. No matter what mountains that the enemy put in front of us, sometimes it makes the family turn on us. They got enemies, but God is still in control.
Yeah.
Whatever happens, they have to turn
on
God. Allow it.
Amen. We bless the Lord.
Sometimes
amen.
It's glorify Him. And amen. Thank you, God. You back possible.
Yes, I'm back. Amen. We just thank the Lord this morning. Amen.
Happy
is the man whose trust is in the Lord. I think I'm going to write a book on that. Amen. Happy is the man. Because the world has dictated. We can't allow the world to dictate our happiness. But our happiness has to be in God.
Yes. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Our happiness must be in the Lord. And you're at
thank
your
you,
best when you're obeying God.
Yeah.
How many can agree with that? Don't you feel good
thank
when you help those that are less fortunate?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Answer. Come on, say, I'm an answer to somebody's prayer.
Thank you, God. Yes, you are.
Say,
hallelujah.
I am.
Thank you, God.
I am.
An answer.
To somebody's prayer.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Why? Because I'm at my best.
When I'm doing the work of God.
Amen. Jesus went around, solving problems. Amen.
Yeah.
If they needed wine, he gave them wine. If they was hungry, he fed them. Jesus walked the earth for fulfilling answers to somebody's problem. So we're at our best when we're asking, when we're being an answer to somebody's problem.
Yeah.
When we're doing the work of God.
Thank you, God.
You can fulfill. Aren't you fulfilled if you help a mother with children or if you can do something?
Yes.
That's what we're doing, God. That's the work of the Lord. Amen.
Right.
It don't matter how much money we got. Amen. Money
well,
is good. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Sure, I like it too. Amen. But I'm at my best. I feel
I'm at my best.
Fulfillment I have when I'm obeying God, when I'm preaching the word of God, I'm at my best.
Yes.
I'm at the happiest. Amen.
Hallelujah.
What makes you happy? Somebody say, you should pursue what makes you happy when you're doing something, whether you get paid or not. Amen. I'm at my best.
Amen.
And the happiest when I'm preaching the word of God, whether it's for money or not. Money come with it or money don't come with it. I'm at my best when I'm doing, I feel the most fulfilled in life when I'm obeying God, when I'm up in the pulpit preaching, when I'm on the telephone. Praying and prophesying and speaking. I'm at my best. Amen. When nobody sees me, I'm at my best when I'm praying for folks. Amen. When the word of healing, doing the work of God. Whether it's money involved or no money involved, it don't have to be nothing. I still feel the most fulfilled when it's just doing the work of God. I am at the happiest.
Amen.
If a compensation should come with it, glory be to God. If it don't, it don't move how I preach. Amen. Some people get off because they say, well, it was no money. Involved. Y'all can't do it. That don't move me. You can't allow that to move you. You got to open. I preach the same whether it's 5 or 500.
Amen.
They say, well, Pastor, why you preach like that? I said, I preach like that because I got to be true to this call. Amen. It don't matter the numbers. Folks, I've seen people say, well, if it ain't such and such numbers, I can't do that. It don't matter to me. I preach the same whether it's 3, 5. Hello, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
Why? Because I'm at my best when I'm obeying God. If God can't trust me if he can't trust me to preach with 5, how can he trust me to preach with 500?
Amen. Amen.
So we're at our best when we're what? Fulfilling the call of the Lord. The call of the Lord. I'm at my best. That's why whatever you do for God, do your best. Amen.
Amen.
teach Sunday school. Glory be to God. Be the best Sunday school teacher you can be.
Hallelujah.
What God has called you to be in
Thank
this season.
God.
Do it with your best, your
Hallelujah.
Best expectation. Put all that you can put in.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Because you're at your best. When we take God's business serious, amen, we will begin to see God move because he'll see what? He's the happiest man who's trusting me.
Amen.
So whatever God has called you to do. And another thing I just wanted to spot put in your, I don't know what the scripture is, but it says, don't despise small beginning saints. So if you're the usher, don't despise that. Amen. If you're the Sunday school teacher, don't despise small beginners. Whether it's two in your class, amen, or you in one more. Amen. Teach that Sunday school class the best class you can be.
Amen.
If you're the usher, be the happiest usher. Be on time. Put a smile on your face.
Amen.
And when you be the first person they see, you smiling and telling somebody good morning. Glory be to God. Whatever your position is, amen, be the best you can be. Amen. Maybe you call and just greet people. Call them on the phone and follow up with them. Be the happiest greeter you can be. Whatever God has called you to do in this season, do it with happiness. Do it with joy. Amen. Be the first person you can be because why? You're at your best when you're doing the work of God.
When I'm doing the work of God.
Amen. And I tell the saints all the time, I'm the best apostle I can be today. Hallelujah. Why? Because I got wisdom. Glory be to God. I'm the best person. I'm the best Christian I can be today. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
You are, I'm the best Christian I can be today. Hallelujah. Why? I got wisdom. I got understanding. I got revelation of the word of God. I'm at my best when I'm obeying God.
Yes.
Happy is the man whose trust is in
Happy
the Lord this morning.
Man who trusts
trust
in
the Lord with all your heart.
Yes.
All your
Thank
own
you
understanding and all your ways acknowledge the Lord.
Acknowledge
and he will direct your pathway this morning. So I just want to encourage you, saints. Trust God. Amen. He said,
Amen.
Trust me. Wait, trust me. And your ways please me. Now, that's the key. When your ways please the Lord, he said, I'll make your enemies be at peace with you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Oh,
when our ways please God. How many want your ways to please God? Amen. Clean hands and a pure heart. Amen. Repenting quickly. He said, when your ways please me.
Yeah.
I'll make your enemies.
Thank you, God.
I'll make them bless you when they want to curse you. Glory be to God.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm doing this for you, but I'm just going to do it. Oh, I know why. Because my
ways
please the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I wasn't going to do this, but I'm going to do that for you. I was only going to give you, $20. Now I'm going to give you $50. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Please, God, I will cause people to bless you.
Amen.
That, look at here. When oh, glory be to God.
Hello. In prison,
glory be to
Paul.
God.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
No matter what.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
No matter what's going on in your life, God is still in control. He's just
Hallelujah.
Giving you God to bless your way through it. Amen.
Yes,
no matter what's going on, begin to tell God I bless you. When you get bad, you say, God, I still bless you. Lord, I bless you. Lord,
yeah,
I praise you.
Hey,
God, I thank you for bringing me out of it, God. Hallelujah, God, you're bringing me out quickly, God. Thank you, Lord, God.
Amen.
I bless your name. See, that's what you got to do when the enemy counterattacks you with one thing, and then you got to go another way. You got to begin to bless the Lord.
Yeah.
God, we'll bless the Lord at all times. And your praise will continue to be in my mouth, God. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. But it's you that have delivered me out of the hands of the enemy. God, I still bless you. I choose to bless you, God. I bless you because you're bringing me through this. I bless you because you're bringing me through this.
Yes.
Something good's getting
Thank
ready
you,
to happen.
God.
You got to bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Get a song in your heart. Amen. A dance on your feet and a praise on your lips. And choose
Amen.
To bless God today, saints. Choose to let your ways please the Lord. Choose to obey God's word this morning. Choose to walk in holiness and godliness and righteousness. He said when our ways please him, he will bless us. When our ways please him, he will even make those that are in strife with us at peace with us. And I don't know about you, but I'm seeking that my ways please the Lord this morning.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So I'm looking for man to please, looking to please man's way. But I'm looking for God. I'm looking to please God's way. Glory be to God.
Amen.
When I wait, please God, he said, I'll make your enemies be at peace with you. Happy is the man whose trust is in the Lord this morning. Let your trust be in the Lord. You're at your greatest when you're doing the work of the Lord. Amen. So I just want to encourage you, do the work of the Lord. No matter what position or where you're at in God, amen, God will bless you when you obey his word. And the way and the reason I can say that, if we look at Joshua's life, no matter where Joshua was at, God, Joshua still was blessed.
Amen.
No matter where Joseph was at, Joseph was still blessed. Amen.
Amen.
When he was in the pit, he was blessed. When he was in jail, he still was blessed. Glory be to God. Hey, God, glory be to God. No matter what his brother did to him, notice, he still had enemies.
Yes.
But that did not stop the move of God in his life because he found peace. Y'all ain't talking to me this morning. He did not let his circumstance dictate to him who his God
Amen.
Was.
Amen. Amen.
See, some people will let circumstance, well, God, I'm in jail. I can't. They'll let that. But no, he kept serving God. He did not bow. He kept serving God. He kept believing God. And that's what we got to do. We can't allow our circumstance to dictate to us our happiness. Don't allow your circumstance to dictate your happiness, but choose to be happy in the Lord. Happy is the man whose trust is in God. And I don't know why I keep saying it, but I keep hearing it in my spirit for somebody on this line. Happy is the man whose trust is in the Lord. Happy is the man whose trust is in God. Happy is the people whose trust is in the Lord. So our happiness is not dictated by our circumstances, but my happiness is in the my faith is in God. Amen. My happiness is in the Lord this morning. Glory be to God. So your happiness is not about circumstances for this holiday season, but our happiness is for the people who trust in the Lord. Happiness is for the people whose trust is where in God. How many received the word this morning?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Happy is the people whose trust is in the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, God.
That's Psalms 144:15, Proverbs 16:7 says, when a man ways please the Lord, he make even his enemy be at peace with him.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Amen. So I just tell you this morning, happiness is not about our circumstances, whether you have $500, $5, $1, $2, happiness is in the people who trust us in the Lord. So our trust is in the Lord. Don't allow your circumstance in this holiday season to dictate your happiness. Choose to be happy. Amen. Choose to be happy. Find somebody to bless. Be an answer to somebody's prayer this holiday season. Find somebody to bless. There's something you can do. You don't have finances. Everything is not about money. Some people need kind deeds. Amen. Deeds of kindness. Deeds of kindness. How you doing? What can I do for you? Be an answer to somebody's prayer. Amen. If you have a lack in your life, be a blessing to somebody else's life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Make room for God to bless you. Amen. Make some room. You need God to bless you. Be an answer to somebody's prayer in their life. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For there's somebody else worse than we are. Amen. I tell the saints on the line, your worst day is better than somebody else's good day. Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
If you open up your closet, amen, we got more clothes than we can wear. We got about 3 or 4 sizes in there. If you look at your shoes, we got more shoes than we'll ever wear. Glory be to God. Somebody else don't have a pair of shoes. Amen. Somebody
That's
else
true.
May not have clothes. We have more clothes
That's
than
true.
We can think about. Y'all ain't talking to me. Amen. So we still richly blessed in spite of your worst day. Hallelujah. It's better than somebody else's good day because God still provides our needs. Amen. There's not one person on this side don't have but one pair of shoes. We got more than enough shoes. We got more than enough clothes. May not be what we want, but we still have it. Glory be to God.
Amen.
So we still blessed. We're still blessed. Be a blessing
still
to somebody. When you want God to bless you, be a blessing to somebody else.
Open up some room to get blessed.
Be a blessing. Be an answer to somebody's prayer in this holiday season. Happy is the man whose trust is in the Lord this morning.
Yeah.
Happy is the people whose hope is in our God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And I just encourage you this morning. Amen. Be an answer to somebody else's prayer. Be a blessing to somebody. You need God to do something for you. Bless somebody else. Amen. Sow seeds of kindness. Sow seeds of goodness. Sow seeds of joy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And so seeds of blessings to somebody. You need God to bless you. Bless somebody else.
Bless
Amen.
Somebody else. That's true.
Amen. Glory
Amen.
Be to God.
Amen.
Look in your closet. Get away some shoes. Get away from the bless somebody else. That's be a blessing to somebody.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I pray the word of God has been a blessing to you today. Amen. That in this December, amen, hallelujah, 7, 2013, happy is the man who's trusting the Lord. So no matter what's going on in this month, amen, we're going to choose to trust God. We're going to let our happiness be in the things of God. Oh, glory be to God. We will not let our circumstance dictate our happiness, but we choose to be happy in the Lord. We're at our best, saints. We're at our best when we're obeying God. You're at your best when you're pleasing God. When your ways please God, He said, I'll even make your enemies be at peace with you. Glory be to God.
Thank
so
Lord.
In this holiday season, let our ways, let our ways please God. Let our attitudes please God. Oh, my God. Oh, glory be to God. Let not our circumstances dictate our happiness, but let our happiness be in the Lord this morning.
Yes.
Woo! You're at your best, saint, when you're pleasing the Lord. Say it again after me. Say, I'm at my best.
I'm at my best when I'm doing the work of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
You're at your best when you're doing the work of God. So whatever God has called you to do in this season, amen. It may take to be in church on time. Show up. Amen. Glory be to God. Happy. Oh, glory. It may be to smile and speak to somebody and just spread word, seeds of goodness, seeds of joy, seeds of faith.
Yeah.
Amen. Calling up people, just telling them about the goodness of the Lord. You're at your best when you obey God. Maybe cooking somebody a dinner, Thanksgiving dinner, being an answer to somebody's prayer. Amen. You're at your best when you obey God.
Happy
is the man who trusts is in the Lord. I trust
in
not in things, but I trust is in God. Trust
I
in the
trust
Lord
in
with
God.
All thine heart. Lean not into thine
own
understanding. And all your ways. Acknowledge the Lord, and He will then direct your pathway. Glory be to God. Prosper in the Lord this morning, saints. Hey, don't get discouraged. And I'm on side. Don't get discouraged, huh? Don't get frustrated. Trust in the Lord. Obey the Lord this morning. I serve Him with gladness, huh? Clean hands and a pure heart. Oh, God, a spirit that repents quickly. Hey, trust in God. Obey in His word. Happy is the man.
Amen.
That trust in the Lord.
Amen. What a word.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, oh God. Ooh, we thank the Lord for that word this morning.
Yeah.
I want to encourage each of you this morning to hold on to the word that she gave. Hold on to that word. You know, she talked in Psalms 144:15. Happy is the people whose trust is in the Lord. So, you know, we're at our best when we're obeying God. So I thank you, Apostle Bo. Oh, my God, what a word, what a word, what a word. It was an awesome word. I thank God for her, you know, encouraging us and coming on with us this morning, taking time out of her busy schedule. It was such an awesome, powerful word. We're going to hold on to that word. We're going to trust in the Lord like never before. We're not going to lean to our own understanding anymore. We're going to trust in the Lord like never before. So I thank God for that awesome word. Oh, my God, Apostle. Oh,
Amen.
Be blessed. Be blessed today. Be filled with the Spirit of the Lord even more and be blessed. We have Miss Ludell on. She's the youngest one on here. She's 91 plus.
She's going to be singing.
Hallelujah. Morning.
Good morning, Miss Liddell.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm enjoying everything.
Amen. She's all the way from Athens, Georgia.
Right. I'm
what you
going to
sing
try
this morning?
Jesus. I'm going to sing Try Jesus.
All right now.
Try Jesus. Try Jesus. He's all right. Try Jesus. He's all right. Try Jesus. He's all right. I don't try him. He's all right. On his sick bed. He's all right. On your sick bed. He's all right. On your sick bed. He's all right. I done tried him and he's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. I done tried him, man. He's all right. If you motherless, he's all right. If you motherless, he's all right. If you motherless, he's all right. I done tried him, man. He's all right. Amen.
Amen.
Glory
be to God.
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God, Jesus.
Behind those messages that I just heard, I thought the song would be appropriate, you know, that we all try, continue trying. We trying him, but we need to continue to try him.
Amen.
At a season like this, we need to try him.
Amen.
And yes. I was blessed from the message coming from the ladies. You know, I gathered a lot from them.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Thank you, Ms. Fidel. Thank you, Gospel. Mm. It's testimony time. Anybody got a quick testimony? Press
Hallelujah.
One. Press one. Testimony time.
I have a testimony. Hallelujah. It's remarkable. And for the last, I think, I mean, from January, I say about from June, no, I'll go May, no, April. From about April to December 2nd, I have been going through with IRS to get my daughter's financial aid cleared. And I tell you, it was like a stronghold. Everything that could go wrong went wrong. Glory be to God. But I kept believing God, kept trusting God. And I said, God, I need you to move because finances are being held up because of this circumstance. And have you ever been faced with something like no matter what you do, you just couldn't get a breakthrough? And I said, God, this is not natural. This is something going on in the spirit. So me and my prayer partner began to pray and fast on this thing. And I tell you, the devil held out to the last minute. Right when we were getting ready to get an answer to clear up our things for financial aid with IRS, the government closed down for 3 weeks.
Yes, it did.
Wow.
Then, when they opened back up, I called them. They said, well, since we was delayed 3 more weeks, you want to get an answer for another 4 weeks. And I said, God, I need you to move because I need this thing taken care of by January 1st. No matter what I did, no matter who I called, nothing would work out. The last time I went to the IRS office, we sat there for 4 hours. Amen, 4 hours in line. To get it and still not get the help I need. So I went to the IRS office here. I came back home Monday. So I went up to the IRS office Tuesday. How many know when the favor's upon you, God will open a door? Amen. He said, I'll even make your enemies be at peace with you. Glory be to God. When I walked in the IRS office, it was only one person ahead of me.
Woo,
y'all ain't talking to me.
Hallelujah.
I went in, I wasn't in the door. From me seeing the people to the time I got back to my car, it was a total, it wasn't even 30 minutes. When I went in there, I gave the lady the paperwork. She said, okay, you can come back in 3 weeks and we'll have everything taken care of.
Y'all ain't talking to me. Amen.
You,
when your ways please God,
you,
he said, I'll make your enemies. Woo! That seems impossible, possible. I walked in there. I was out of there less than 30 minutes, calculated my paperwork. God turned everything around. Glory be to God. So I just rejoice that on next semester, as a result of this being worked out, next semester I don't have to pay cash for her financial aid for her school, that God will bless that she could get her financial aid come January. So I bless God this morning, saying that I was in, it looked like an impossible situation. It was fighting me. I was becoming frustrated. Amen. But when your ways please God, I said, God, I bless you. You got to turn this thing around. God, you
Amen.
Got to put this out. Something that, I mean, this was a simple one-page thing that I needed done with IRS. It was nothing deep, saints. It was just something very simple. But
Amen.
The enemy had it blocked. But God, somebody ought to say, but God.
But God.
But
God turned that thing around. When I went in there, I had been there before. It took me and my daughter 4 hours and still not get results. God let me go into the IRS office here in Daytona. One person ahead of me wasn't even in there 30 minutes. And got the answer and the paperwork and the issue resolved. So I just looked like, I looked like I was in an impossible situation. But we serve a possible God. He said, when your ways please me, everybody, God, I turn it your enemies. Be at peace with you. And so I just bless the Lord that as a result of working that thing out with IRS, she'll be able to get her financial aid. She can go ahead and go on about her business and school. And I just bless the Lord. It may not be a big thing to somebody else, but this was a huge thing to me because I needed it done. So I just bless the Lord that God would give us favor. The word when we're praying, that God would give you favor with God and favor with man. And God gave me favor with man that he turned that situation around. I've been dealing with this since about April, saying. And God, it just got worked out, glory be to God, on Tuesday. So I bless the Lord that what seemed impossible, that we serve a possible God, that he'll give us favor. When it looked like it's impossible, God will let us run across people that will give us favor and turn that thing around. So I'm just so excited to just to share good news with the saints about that God turned an instant, an impossible situation and turned it around where it worked out in my favor. So I just say, not only my favor, but my daughter's favor, and it's just going to keep flowing and flowing. The blessings are keep flowing. So I just wanted to share that to just encourage someone else to build your faith that God is able, that you may be in an impossible situation, but we serve a possible God that will open a door.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. All right, Brother David, you got a quick testimony, then we're going to have prayer. We're going to open up the lines for prayer this morning.
I'm going to have to be real quick, like 2 seconds. But, yeah, I got a big testimony, but I need to ride past this guard because I'm not supposed to be on the phone over here in the real yard. But I just, I got the lines from a play down in the Amen Corner. We have Stage Aurora, and they have senior tickets and regular tickets. I had an unsurmountable amount of lines to learn, and I've never seen so many lines in my life. But God made it to where I retained most of it. I got all of it, and the play is going well, and, I mean, it's all by the power of God. Like the lady said, trust God. Other people have fear. I can see the fear, but I didn't have that fear in me because I knew God had me there. Okay, I got to quit talking now. I'm at the guard shack.
All right. Thank you. Bless you, Brother David. All right, prayer time. Press 1 if you have a prayer request. Press 1. Okay, look, somebody's pressing 1 here. Hold on. Let me see who it is.
All right. Thank you.
All right. All right, you're on live. I can't hear you. You have a prayer request?
Yes, this is Ludell.
Okay, Ms.
Yes,
Ludell.
I have a prayer request for everybody, you know, so to speak. And especially for you and your speakers, you know, that they will continue to do what they're supposed to do and teach somebody along the way. And, you know, it's God has been good to me, and, of course, I've been through a lot of storms, you know, in my life, but even though God always brought me through, and I thank you for that. And if we approach this Christmas season, as the ladies say, it's not about us celebrating our birthday, But to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the reason that all of us here today. And I just say to her, that gave me something to think about, because sometimes you just don't be thinking along the way really how things is. But in the meantime, she really opened up some real good thoughts to me when she said that. But it's not about us. It's about celebrating our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen. Thank you, Ms. Lizelle. Anybody else? Press 1. Some of you are already on live. Prayer request. Okay, hold on. Sister Don, I believe, is on. Hold on. Hold on. Good morning, Sister Don.
Hi. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, Donna. I just want you to pray for my mother. She's been having problems keeping her food down when she eats. So, yeah, so first you could pray for her so we can... She has one more test to do, and maybe we can find out what's going on. And then also to just thank God for blessing my children and to continue blessing them and keeping them safe. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Sister Donna. Anyone else? Press 1.
Praise
the Lord. Yes.
This is Donna Hawkins. I am requesting prayer for my mother-in-law. She's doing good. I took my mom to the doctor this week, and she's lost 4 pounds, but we still know that God is able.
Amen. All right. Any more prayer requests? Press 1.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
This is G. Yes. Okay. Good morning.
Good
morning. I want you to pray for my cousin Pearl.
You're breaking up.
Your cousin Pearl.
Yeah, pray
for my cousin Pearl and her son Pete. Pearl's not feeling real good, right? Her breathing. She has some heart problems and breathing problems, but I don't know. Request prayer for her and prayer for her son and for my sister Pam. And pray for my family and my children. I just and the bottom of that prayer of rebellion. I mean, just pray for my children, pray for my family, and pray for me also. Amen.
Okay.
I also pray. God bless.
Thank you, Minister Stacy. Anybody else? Press 1. Okay, hold on. Leave Brother Davis back on here again. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hey, pray for me. I want you to pray
Brother
for
David.
My wife.
Okay.
Yeah, I want you to pray for my wife. And pray for my wife and pray for my siblings and my family members that, despite having other family members suffer from health problems, from eating, some of them are, my family members are eating the same unhealthy weight, and it's painful to see them go through that. But you would think, after they've been to the hospitals and watched our family members with tubes running through them and heart surgeries and all that stuff, you would think that would move them to change their eating habits. And I mean, it's a painful thing to watch, but we have no power. God has all power. So I'm praying that they be more conscious of their health decisions. I can bark at them all I want, but until they decide to move and God touch their heart and encourage them to move, I'm just praying for that, because a lot of illnesses that we go through is because of what we eat. But people that take a small shortcut, they think those small shortcuts add up. They add up. So I just ask to pray for all the family members, because I don't want to see anyone suffer from eating the wrong foods.
Amen. Amen. All right, anybody else? Prayer request. Press 1.
What do you think?
Praise the Lord.
Sister G.
Yes.
Pray for my family. Pray for my sisters and brothers. There'd be more unity. That we come together more.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else? Prayer request.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Pastor Booker. God bless you all this morning.
Hey, Pastor.
Praise God. I thank God for the word this morning from Apostle. And thank God for everything this morning. I just would like Sister G, I did go back to the doctor. They did all the tests and everything. But they are going to have to take out my gallbladder because it's only functioning like 2%. So I just need you all to pray for me. I don't know when I'm going to have the surgery. I will know on Monday when I will have the surgery because it's causing some other issues and challenges in my body because of the low functioning of my gallbladder. So with that being said, I just need you all to pray and pray for my family. We had a death in our family on Thanksgiving Day. My cousin passed, and he was living in Auburn, Georgia. So I'm just requesting the prayers of the saints and the prayer of the righteous, and just pray for our family. My husband's aunt died on the same day that Mandela died. So we just requesting prayer. But I'm encouraged by the word of God this morning. I enjoyed it, and I tell you, God is awesome. And we just have to grab hold of God, and we have to do all that we can to please God in spite of everything else that's going on because we know that everything else is going down but the word of God. And we have to just stand on the word of God, grab hold to it, and hold on to it with all the tenacity as a pit bull. They grab hold to you. They don't let go. So that's how we got to be. We got to be those pit bulls that the woman of God was talking about, a bulldog that she was talking about at the retreat. But other than that, I'm encouraged. Regardless of what's going on, I am encouraged. I'm standing fast in the Lord, holding on to God's unchanging hand because I know that God has all power, and I know that nothing is happening to me except God allows it. And he gets the glory. God gets all the glory. So be encouraged to all of my sisters and brothers in Christ. Be encouraged and just keep doing what we're doing. And as Apostle Bo was saying, I am happiest and at peace mostly when I'm doing the work of the Lord. That's when I'm the happiest and that's when I get the most joy because the joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen.
Amen. All right. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and pray this morning. We have just a few about, I'll say like 10 more minutes. So I thank God for each of you joining us this morning. We probably had about 16, 17 to 18 people on the line at one point. I thank the Lord for each of you. Father, we just approach your throne just to say thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we come with grateful hearts. Because you are God, you are Lord, and there's nobody like you. Father, we treasure you more than silver and gold. Oh, Father, we thank you that you created us in your holy image, and you are mighty God. You are the almighty King, the almighty God, the almighty Father, and we acknowledge you as Lord of our lives. And, Lord, I thank you, oh, God. I thank you for the word that went forth this morning that you gave to Apostle Carol S. Bow, oh, God. Father, we are soaking up the word like sponges, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We are holding on to your unchanging hand. We are holding on to the word that you gave us this morning, oh God. And Father God, I thank you that your word says, happy is the people who trust in God. And we trust in you like never before. But Father, we thank you for increasing our faith in you even more. Father, I lift up your servant, Miss Ludell. Oh God, I thank you for those 91 plus years you've given her. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, she's seen you work miracles in your miraculous power many days, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, through the storms of life, oh, God, through the trials that she's had to go through, oh, God. And, Father, I thank you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, for every speaker who's come on Bible Story Land over the years, oh, God. Yes. We're just blessing you. We honoring you. We giving you glory, praise, and thanksgiving for who you are. And, Lord, I thank you that Jesus is Lord every day, not just once a year, but every day Jesus is Lord. We acknowledging Jesus as our Lord, as our Redeemer, as our Savior, as our friend. Greater love has no man than Jesus. He's the one who laid down his life for us, and we are giving you glory and praise, Lord Jesus. And Father, you know, as we age, sometimes different things begin to happen. But Lord, I thank you. Jesus, for Donna, I thank you for blessing her mother. Touch her digestive system. I thank you that her food will begin to digest properly.
Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for a digestive system working properly, the esophagus, the upper and lower intestines, oh, God, every organ functioning properly in her body. And, Lord, you know she's a mother that has children. And, Lord, many times our children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, get off track. But we are praying that our children stay on track, oh, God, and that they would obey their parents, oh, God, to have long lives, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, oh, God, that her children, Yoku Shebaka, are obedient and following you, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, bless all of our children. Oh, God, we lift them up before you. And, Father God, we put them in your hands, oh, God, because your hands are able to hold them when we can't, oh, God. You're able to watch over them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week when we can't. In the name of Jesus. So I thank you this morning for what you're doing and what you're going to do. I lift up Minister Hawkins' mother and her mother-in-law, Mother Hawkins and Mother Valerie Newsom. I thank you for the women of God, women of valor, battlefield a long time. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for their health and their strength, oh, God. Strength of their life. You are the light of their lives, oh, God. And we are trusting for their health and their strength. Lord God, I thank you for Minister Stacy's cousin, her son, oh, God, her sister, her family, coming in unity and obedience to you. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that her children are obedient, oh, God, and they will eat the good of the land. I thank you, Father God, for parents rising up and taking authority over that rebellious spirit that's going in the land, that's causing our children to rebel against us, oh, God. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you that they will not spare the rod and spoil the child. I thank you that if they beat them with the rod, it won't kill them. And Lord God, I thank you that our parents will obey you and not the government who says don't touch them. But Lord, I thank you that we will touch them in a balanced way. We will give them plenty of love and discipline, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we will tell them no. Need to say no. We will say yes when we need to say yes. Honor you, oh God. We will teach our children about you. We will read the word, study the word with them in Jesus' name so they will not be ignorant of you nor Satan's devices. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Brother David and what you're doing in his life. And Lord, you know he loves his wife, Sister Donna, in the name of Jesus, like Christ loved the church himself for it. In the name of Jesus, and I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that she, your Koshe Baka, continually honor you. I thank you for her health, her health, her health. Heal her body in Jesus' name. Power to get proper rest in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for his siblings. Thank you for all of us, oh God, being more health conscious, knowing what we're putting in, Lord God, is affecting our body, even in excess or taking away our health. Oh God, I Daniel anointing upon us that we will have the not to say no to the king, but to say yes to your diet, oh God. I thank you that we will eat plenty of fresh vegetables and fruit and the meat that you allow us to eat, oh God. And I thank you, Father God, that we will have the good of the land, oh God, in Jesus' name, because your obedient servants. I thank you, Father God, that our ways are pleasing you more and more every day, oh God. And we are at our best when we are obedient to you. Father God, I lift up Pastor Booker, Lord God. And Lord, I thank you for teaching her alternative ways to take care of her health. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, oh God, for ministering to her entire family who's lost family members. Oh God, you know everything going on with her. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for strengthening her body, preparing her body in the name of Jesus for what you desire of her, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that she's sold out to you, oh God. And so we bless you this morning. And Father God, every person that's on this morning with us, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless them. I ask you to bless them with the spirit of obedience, oh God, that they would obey you and they would obey you quickly, that they would bow down and humble themselves before you, that they would exalt you daily in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we just honor your presence today like never before. We thank you that you joined us on the air this morning, and every time we come on, oh, Father, you are going before us, you are with us, you are behind us, You are surrounding us, oh God, with your love in the name of Jesus. So we bless you this morning in Jesus' holy name. And Father, even those unspoken requests, spoken, we lift them up before you. And we lay every burden that we have at your feet. Your yoke is easy. Your burden is light. And Father, I thank you for us dwelling in the secret place. Oh, Most High, we are abiding under your shadow. We are saying of you, Lord, you are a refuge. You are a fortress, my God. We're trusting in you like never before. And Father God, I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we are covered under the shadow of your almighty wings. I plead the blood of Jesus over each one of us on the line this morning in Jesus' name. Well, it's closing time on Bible Storyland. I want you to know I love each of you, and I'm so happy God put you in my life. But this is what I want you to remember, that God loves you so much, even more than I can. And he sent Jesus to die for you so that you can live and live forevermore. Show him love. Show him love. Give him strength. Give him strength. And love him with all your heart, soul, and strength. Obey God, the God that loves you. He loves you so much. He gave Jesus. I look forward to speaking with you and hearing from you next week. I will not be on next Saturday. Have to go to a conference. But December the 21st, I look forward to hearing from you again. Don't forget, December 21st, 9 a.m., the call-in number is 1-619-789-4313. So I look forward to hearing from you. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. Bless you. Love y'all.
Love you.